Blog Talk Radio.
Because of anxiety shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
I got the three wise men on the line tonight. All your lines are open. I say peace to you, brothers.
Yes, sir. You guys.
All right, everybody. Yeah, everybody, line is open. Brother Cohen, Brother Mahan, your line is open. I said peace. Once
I'm here.
More.
Greetings to everybody.
Yeah,
greetings.
I wanna do a little introduction to this. It's a story behind this. I like to tell it, and then we'll wrap on it. But this story started with two of my teachers, Kahane Yehoshabi, who is still with us and on the line, and Ishmael. They once asked me a question. Well, they asked our whole group a question. Where did our blood come from? Well, my big mama had already told me where my blood came from and where my ignorant-ass ways came from. Because your blood comes, this is not taught in the school systems, your blood comes from your mama who carries you for 9 months. It used to be 12 months, but it's 9 months now. And you're not fully developed because you born in the 9th month, and you should have been born in the 12th month. And you're not fully developed, so you got 3 more years to get developed. And we'll talk about that too, because see, it takes 3 more years, meaning that you'd be 3 years old before you get some molars where you can come accountable. Because your system wasn't programmed for meat. It was programmed for vegetables that was mashed up and fruit that was processed, mashed up. The same thing you eat as a baby, you should be eating it now if when you come into this knowledge. This is a subject that deal with the number one science, that when you study the science of eugenics, which carries with it 32 different sciences, hematology is what they call it in today's society in this language. It's the study of the blood. Now, we're going to ask ourselves a question. If we created in the image of our mother and father, we have to have the same blood. Now, we're going to go back in history and ask ourselves another question. Once upon a time, everybody on earth, a pharaoh, was, I hate the word, was black people, meaning that you was colored people. Your blood type was O in this language. And who our mama and father is language, that's not an O, that's a cipher that go into our numbering system. It's not an O, it's not an alt name circle. This is what everybody's blood type was. Everybody spoke the same language all over the world. We're talking about, they call them the four hemispheres now. All over the world, this was our blood type. This is the original male and female blood type. 6,000 years ago, in the northern hemisphere, something happened. This colored person was invaded by the reptilian people, the serpent people from Mars, and mixed their seed with each other. They tell you that in the 6th chapter of Genesis, this is the children of Japheth out of the northern kingdom. When they mixed their seed, it turned this human being into a subhuman being that is called a Nephilim in the Bible and Torah, and in science he's called a Neanderthal. With this mixing of the seed of this reptilian, this what it's called the Germanic race of people now, it created a blood type A. The red blood cells only have antigen A. B, the red blood cells only have antigen B. AB, the red blood cells have both antigen A and B. All blood, the red blood cells have neither antigen nor B, meaning that this blood is the blood of life. This is This is why they need this blood to clone people. They don't need these A up here. This is the blood type of a subhuman being who has mixed his seed with conquered a human being. Now, let's look at something. When this subhuman, which is a Germanic race of people, mixes his seed with a human being that he has conquered, coming out of the Caucasus Mountain in a chronological order, he conquered first the divinity tribe in what we call the Eastern Hemisphere, what we call India. Then he went to the Southern Hemisphere with the Hyssop tribe and called what we call the African, that's the Egyptian, conquered these people, mixed his seed with them. This is what's called getting the booty. Now let's see what happened when this subhuman being mixes his seed and gets the booty. Now, he's going to take a 12-year-old girl and have a baby by her. When he have a baby by this 12-year-old girl, the baby going to come out what we know and today as a mulatta. We're going to take this mulatta girl, raise her in our ways till she's 12 years old, and we're going to breed her with one of our aristocrats, and the baby will come out a quadrone. We're going to take this quadrone baby when it's 12 years old and mix its seed with one of our purebred Germanic race of people. The baby will come out an octrone. Now, this is a real light complexion person that was a person of color. And when we have found out that if we take this octrone baby, which almost looked like us, and mix him with one of our aristocrats, the baby will come out what we name a mustee. And the only way that you can tell that he's a mustee, we're going to keep this a secret, is that he got freckles on him because he looks just like us. We gonna call him a mustee. Each time they mix the seed from the original, the seed became weaker and wiser than before. That's where that weaker and wiser is right now. So this is how this subhuman being that came out of the Caucasus Mountain, this Germanic race of people, did every human being on earth if we speak. You are mixed with their blood. They got their blood in you all but 104 tribes, and I find this very interesting. 104 of them, 100 of them tribes live in the Western Hemisphere, which they just came over here and conquered in 1776. 100 plus of these, what they call uncivilized tribe, live over here. Two in India and two in Africa. Never mixed they seed with a white boy, and white boy ain't never got in contact with him, and white boy try to get in contact with him, he's going to kill his ass. These are the original people of where we came from. It is in every religion and every ancient civilization of the history of some people called Anunnakis. And every so many thousand of years, Earth comes back into the atmosphere and they come rescue their people that have been held captured here on Earth. And this is the last time they come back. This last time they come back. The way we know this is because of this history that we're telling you now, is because the blood flows through some people out here right now. We're what they call mutations. I'm a mutation. Miles a mutation. Cole's a mutation. We mutated out of the ways of the Germanic race of people. We know who they are. We know their history. We know how they conquered us. Like I tell anybody now, don't tell me how great, goddamn it, Egypt and Africa was. I want to know the history of the people who conquered your ass. Your great ass, because your ass ain't great now, like my daddy say. Used to be never, just like never was for him. Don't tell me, nigga, what you used to be. Is you still that now? Daddy say, well, I don't want to hear this shit. Nigga, if you ain't still that now, what happened to you? Tell me how your great ass got conquered. That's the history I want to know of those people right now. And then we, us three and some few more of us, we know that history right now. So I wanted to bring this because it's funny that if we go in the Quran at 15 and 26, the Quran say that Allah created man out of a mere clog of blood. And if you go into the Bible, all you hear is the blood of Jesus, blood of this, and the blood on your head, and the blood this and this. We can see that these people with AB and AB has Reese monkey blood in them, which is the Rh factor, which lets you know who they are. Divide the human from the subhuman right now. But the subhuman's mind has been conquered by these people up under the word God, which they are the children of God. The chosen children of God out of Japheth's children is Ashkenazi. He ain't a Jew. That's what his cousin called him, and he called him a Goheen. So I wanted you to understand how this blood work. Also, your bones. We might probably touch a little bit on that. Tell who you are, your DNA, how you can go back and trace. And through the blood, we can see how we have been recreated. When we follow this simple rule that they, now this is information that I stumbled up on because I had two great teachers that would ask the question, where your blood come from? So the blood had to come from who we say, which is the school of thoughts, Amanya. We had to come from her school of thoughts and not Abanya school of thoughts, because you got the mother of earth, which is natural, and our teaching, and you had to understand who the mother was and who the father was. Each one of them had their place. Each one of them had their responsibility. And because we done mixed into the subhuman, we live any kind of way we want to. We don't live up under the law. We live up under grace from the law. So, Brother Maha, what you think?
Well, I like that you was talking about quoting chapter 15 of the Quran, because the Arabic word is Haman Zalzalin Masnoon. Masnoon comes from a word, Hasana, that means excellent, most excellent. Haman represents dark mud, or the essence of what they did is considered what you would say someone with melanin. Zalzalin speaks of the spiritual component, which is what your pineal gland is supposed to be able to do, which is ring like a telephone, or it is your antenna to allow you to connect. So in that one verse that you were quoting in English is that whole expression, Haman Zalzalin Masnu. And the word Zalzalin in most languages related to each other, that is the word for telephone. When the telephone is ringing on the table, you can say to somebody, Zalzalin, Zalzalin, which means the phone is ringing. So now that just kind of gave you a little bit insight into these languages still spoken, Hebrew, Arabic, Amharic, Ge'ez, all these other, that is the word for telephone. So we had the ability to connect and uplink. Now, that's one part of it. The other part that you also mentioned, because, I mean, you said quite a few things that has to be unpacked. So the other thing is, you was mentioned about the various different blood admixtures. You have a group of folks who they used to say had lupus. They don't use that term anymore for some reason. They just say autoimmune disease. But lupus, if you understand what lupus is, that means the person's got canine in their human DNA, in case you're not aware of that. So this is, they are what they call biological side effects to how people have been mixing throughout the centuries, whereas now it's not all about how good looking they look and all this other stuff. Because remember back in the day, they were talking about your skin, you can have hair texture Brother like this, that, and the other.
We got some kind of in the background.
Okay, Brother, can you hear me better now? Yeah, hold on a second, okay? I was coming out of a building, so I had to drop off a computer, so I was in an elevator, and that's what you was hearing in the background. I'm outside now. I'm going straight to my car. I'm good to go. It's snowing out here, by the way, in case you don't know. Back to what I was saying. We got snow flurries going on right now.
What?
Yeah. So, sorry about that. What was the last thing that you heard me say?
It was snow flurries out here.
Yeah,
right.
Snow flurries, yeah. Yeah. So back to what I was saying. So all these blood admixtures today, which really isn't new, they knew that there was going to be some fallout, side effects, physical conditions, mental conditions that people throughout the continuance of this was going to have. Schizophrenia, according to a metaphysical understanding about what schizophrenia is a result of two incompatible DNAs that did not combine. And as basically to give the person's brain, their neurons, and all of the biochemistry, the right settings are set up to allow them to function fully. So they may have some other things that they can do, and there's other things that they are not able to do. Go ahead.
Brother Mahat.
Yes, sir.
Before 1970, you had to have a blood test to marry. After 1970, you don't have to have a blood test. What you're talking about, these children is 51 years old now. This is what has happened to this generation of people, XY, millennium, Z generation of people, is having babies, and you ain't comparable. Go ahead on.
Right, and here's the other conditions you got. We're talking finished products now, okay? Finished products. That's walking around right now. They have autism. Alzheimer's. Look at the group that's most afflicted. And I'm not talking about color. I'm just saying, look at the age categories of how people have been adversely affected by all of this. No more blood tests, no more this, that, and the other. And if your blood types, because they knew, they always had the science when they used to require blood tests. If they knew that the guy interested in a woman, their blood types and other things in the blood was not compatible, that was against the law, basically. The purpose for part of the requirement back then for getting a marriage license was that they had to pass that the blood requirement test. They had to do that. And then they're finding out, and we're here in the South, that another condition also developed. You talked about the German, which we all know about them. In Cherokee, this word in Cherokee is equal to the Hebrew word Gog and Magog, Arabic, Yajug and Majug. So in Cherokee, Geeg, G-I-G, Geeg. So it also describes, I think in the book of Enoch, the Igigi people, which means they weren't from here. They were the invaders, the Igigi, okay? And it also counts that, quote-unquote, their leader of the fallen, okay, he was a top-notch military fighter who had, just like Star Wars, they've been giving it to you in Star Wars under the guise of entertainment. He was a Jedi. The J is a Y, Jedi. His hand, what he was able to do, and what's in the power of his hand. So those cats came here. So Mars, you mentioned Mars. Somebody came from Mars. And so the Arabic word for Mars is Lamu. Lamu represents the planet of war. So here it is. You're saying it in English, and the word war is also linked to one of the guys that's in the hierarchy who came along with this guy. Also, tracking it back to these people now. We're talking about just before mixture and after the admixture has occurred in terms of the human DNA being impacted. Not so much affected, impacted. So Genghis Khan, okay, their system is a system called the Yanza system. Okay, where did they get this word Yanza from? It's a similar word that when the Polish people are talking about themselves, it's a very long word. The word that they owe their existence to is this Samyaza guy. Again, you find him in the book of Enoch. He's the top leader. He's the big rebel guy. He's the guy that they all swore an oath to, those who was with him, to say, let us do this deed and invoke the curses and everything else upon themselves, or them saying that they were going to do what they were going to do. So Genghis Khan, his system being the Yanza system, is part of the Semyaza setup. Now, also, interesting point, Brother Dawadia. If you are looking at a Bible, and some Bibles do this real good, the Spanish language Bible, everywhere you see the word Lord is the word they replaced with Spanish word, Semyaza. So who are we talking about again? People say, oh, it's supposed to be about Yahweh. No. You're talking to a person who speaks Spanish? Well, the name of the guy is Semyaza. Semyaza is the leader of these guys who they swore this oath damn near upon the thing of death of what they were going to do with respect to mixing themselves in with the already existing inhabitants on this planet. So now, with this, I call it religiosity, nonsense that is existing everywhere in the world, the only way to get some truth first, and that's why I like that Kohen Yehoshabaya is on the line, you got to go back to the ancient records so that we can understand what were the original people talking about. So you mentioned the word
Anunnaki, for short as a noun, the word knock, which is a noun. So again, you're talking about some original peoples, and Enoch represents is a verb, which means present and future tense for the noun that came from the verb knock or noke, nuke, any one of these words. So you're still talking about something original here. This whole thing with this blood mix-up and what we've got that has occurred, unfortunately, in one of our programs, Brother Dawadia, either 3 weeks ago, we mentioned something. We were talking about some things, and in the course of talking about some things, I was mentioning where now the magic is not on the inside as much as it used to be. The magic is now on the outside. So we're talking about in forms that you can see with your eye, tattoos, all these different kinds of things. But pay attention to the patterns of these tattoos. So people have been adversely affected. This was said in the Book of Enoch that one reason for their level of being punished or punishment to come, if you want to talk about it like that, it said that because they have caused irreparable harm to the people. This is before they did what they did. It was explained allegedly to Enoch, that why their punishment. There's no grafting back in. There's no more getting back on the good side of the forces of positivity and things like that. No, they did. They violated some rules to get what they got. And as a result, the little people like us back here have to contend with, I may have German in my DNA. I may have this in my DNA. Well, you're not held accountable for that, but now we need extreme measures to control and rein our own selves in, which is where all these other spiritual systems of discipline, that's what the purpose of what they're supposed to solve. And so, again, when you see people's behaviors and how they're acting, if it's not wired in their DNA, the DNA is produced by what? First, the bone marrow. So when they're looking to see really what somebody is, check the bones. Check the bone marrow. And when they do that, that's when they find out what's in you and frequencies as well. So they have the technology today that they can actually quantitatively take a look at what someone really is, not what that person is saying that they are. No, what you're saying you are is nonsense. Okay? What are you? And so now it's not a question of who are you. What are you? And meanwhile, in their back rooms, who's to say that they're not laughing at us? Hey, listen to these people now. They call themselves this name. Now they call themselves that name. They have no clue who they are. Well, all of this intermixing on the DNA level, biostatic frequency level, causes confusion. So now all of the vortexes that is on the human body itself, some people's vortexes are actually warped, deformed, in other words. So the things that they should have been able to do, they cannot do it. That's the whole thing right there. Now, because they've got this subclass, sub of a subclass of people running around, it's easier to come up with other types of means to control them, regardless of what the method of delivery is. People say, oh, vaccines and this, that, and the other. What, regardless of the methods of delivery, you're easy to control. And when they are done with you, like all their tools and toys, so that you're of no use to yourself and you're of no use to anyone else, they break their toys and their tools. That's where we're at right now. I like something somebody said, a whole bunch of Brother Dr. Phil Valentine. He made a statement dealing with something about blood wars. He said they're about to hand a whole bunch of people their pink slips, relieving them of life as they know it. No more breathing, no more sunsets in this realm. That's where we're heading right now. We're in that zone right now.
Brother Maher.
Yes,
Brother
sir.
Brother Maher, let's explain something to the people so they get a good understanding of what a bone is. This is what we done went out. We're doing this lecture. Our great teacher Kahane, he put my ass out on a mission, so I'm bringing back the report to him what we done found out.
Okay.
I'm reporting to you what we done found out. When Brother Mahal says bone marrow is what produces blood cells.
Yes.
The bone is the shield. That's the shield. This is where it's so important to understand blood and where how it works in your body. See, this bone shields where the blood cells are made, because the blood cells
right.
are made in the marrow of the
right.
bone.
And
but
that's
see,
why they're always looking for blood donors to donate blood, the bone marrow, to cure really, really bad types of cancers. And they use this word blood pellets. They know that.
Yeah.
So if that's someone whose bone marrow matches the person they're trying to cure, then great. They're going to go ahead and proceed. But the thing that they stopped doing before 1970, for medical practices and purposes, they're in there running these tests so that they can come up with what they call a perfect match or close enough to a perfect match. If
Brother
it's not
Mahal,
a perfect match, it's not going to work with what they're trying to do.
Brother Mahal.
Yes, sir.
We're going to let Brother Cole come in and
yes, it's his turn. Yes, sir. Please come on in, brother.
How are we doing with his teaching that he sent our ass out traveling for? I know he want to put something in here.
Oh, y'all doing a good job. I'm sitting back listening. You're doing a fantastic job, so keep on rolling with it.
Well, go ahead on, brother.
Well, I was hoping to hear from you, restate a couple of things, Cole, about why it's so important, like you did so expertly and eloquently last week, about why you got to go back and you got to grab the original information. And sometimes we're going to have to travel to deal with the people who still have that original knowledge. It ain't ancient. When we say something is ancient, that's like it's saying it's dead and gone. How is it dead and gone, Cole, when we're still here? How about that?
That's true, too. But now, you're doing a great job, and the information is so on time, what we're dealing with, and that it's important that we understand who we are as well as what we are. Who, what, when, where, and why. Well, but that's the question you're asking now, why am I? And then we realize this, that everybody that we deal with are not so human as the ones that you saw them. Then you got another people that was created from the test tube that's out here with there that have been grafted in. So we got to deal with all that fake blood that they came up, so-called, they come up with. So
right.
You're doing
and
a good job. So just keep on going with that, Brother Mahal. But while I'm listening, if I need to get in, I'll get in.
Okay. Well, Cole, okay. I love what you just said, because this is another talking point. Graft it back in. You know when you reach the Old Testament is against grafting in. It said there were certain people, because of their genealogies, you had to absolutely avoid. It's not a good result. You're not going to produce, as they say, good fruit. Then you get to the New Testament, and they're talking about people being grafted in. They're going a whole nother different direction with this whole thing. And what did it say that those who are behind this from the highest end, you know, one of the things I want to say this, jinn, okay. Jinn are supposed to be beings or entities that they sit off in areas or places and they observe you while you are unaware of them. That don't mean they ain't real, and it don't mean that they don't have bodies. Now, a Gentile comes from the word jinn in Arabic and jinn in Hebrew. So G-I-N in Hebrew, it's funny that they make an alcoholic drink called jinn. Its other name is spirits. So you're taken over, you're possessed. It messes with your biochemistry, most importantly, your brain. So now things aren't firing off the way they're supposed to fire. and they're saying, oh, he's been drinking again. And also, if a person has been doing too much drinking over the years, they develop that drinking disorder. They'll never go back. And other conditions also as a result of it. Other personality disorders, bipolar, narcissistic, all of that comes along with it. Histrionic personality disorder. The list goes on and on and on. And they tell you it cannot be cured. They just try to sedate the person somewhat so that they're not as adversely affected, but they've been affected because things on the inside got changed in the process of that. So pulling back, being grafted in is a very, very bad thing. Very bad thing. Because now our doom and fate supposedly, allegedly, has been sealed. Well, there's a fortunate side to this as well. On the continent of Africa and other places in the world, when you count up the number of people who are seriously melanated people, you're talking about 2 billion other chocolate people on this planet. So I count that as a positive. We're still here. They're trying to knock the numbers back and all that. That program is not going so well because by weakening our original coding in our DNA, like what Brother Dawadia was alluding to some of these things about what he had mentioned, yes, each generation that comes next is weaker. We see it. Confusion is now a facial expression as well as a mental condition when you're talking to someone. Like I always say, check someone's behavior. Check it.
Brother Drew, why don't you open the line and see if you got any questions out there now, because there's a lot of information, and those that are listening may have questions, and give them a chance to get in to ask the panel a question. So open your line up and see if there's anyone on the line that has a question, or they know that they have a comment about what's being said or being stated, if you don't mind, sir.
Okay, just a second. All right, let's see. Any listeners on the line, if you have a question, want to get in with us, press 1 on your phone, and we'll get you ready and with us.
Because there's a lot of information going out, and people sitting there going like, what? Then pretty soon, you know, what? There should be a question behind that what. So let's see if anybody out there have any comments, or do you agree or do you disagree with what we're saying or what's being said? Let's have a dialogue at the wall. Let's have a dialogue. Let's just see what the people are thinking out there in the audience.
All right, I'm still waiting, so just press 1 on your phone. Everybody want to get in with us? Let's see. I'll let you know, Brother Coheed, once we get a...
All right, it's always good to invite people to the conversation because people go out and they'll do their own assessment. Some people listen to, learn some, listen to debate. Let's just see what their minds are today. Brother Mayer, you can go ahead and continue your delivery because... what we're saying is valid, and we need to understand what is going on within us and how many people out there. You talk about fake news, but what about fake blood? So let's run with it.
In the recent news development, which this was not possible before, they transplanted a pig's heart into a human.
I was just about to go there. Appreciate you. The genetically modified pig heart they put into a man so he can live, and it's working.
Yeah. In order for that to happen, each life form that exists, everything goes back to the blood.
Yep.
Each life force has its own biofrequency.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of frequency would this individual who received the pig of a heart, what biofrequency did this person need to be on, or did they need to step his biofrequency down to make it happen? And how? And what are they using these days to do that? Medical has always been advanced. We talk about Nephilim and all these different people. They come in, they impact people's DNA and stuff like that. Listen, this was not haphazard. And they were very selective in terms of what women they chose to steal. Because when you read the Hebrew verse, we talked about this in the class, Cole. They didn't show up in nicely saying, I love the way you look, your hair is so beautiful, and your eyelashes are so nice and long thousands of years ago. No, they showed up and they took what they wanted. They took these women, kidnapped. Brother Dawadia mentioned 12 years old in some certain cases. Quite a few things happened. Let me give you a clue about something, Cole. It involves a little bit about this moon showing up because it said they invaded from it. Dawadia, I heard you say something.
I said they told us the generation started 30. No, you start creating a generation with a 12-year-old girl. Time to get her. That's when a generation is only 12 years. The number 12, which is complete. The number 12.
Right.
That's
and when do they have their rites of passage? For a young girl in Jewish culture, and I know Cole's right, can chime in on this one. She's 13 years old. That's a bat mitzvah. The boy is called a bar mitzvah.
Exactly right.
So 12 years, you didn't learn some stuff. You got some culture under your belt. 6 years old, with the father around, first the child gets up, the mother, everything is the mother. Learns to speak the language, the dialect, the facial expression. It does not matter what the gender of the child is. And at 6 years old, she turns him over to the father. And then that child, male and female, get to learn a bunch of things from the, which is supposed to be the example or the best example of the masculine principle. He gets the feminine principle first. And the word teaching in these original languages is a feminine verb anyway. Wisdom is a feminine verb. Knowledge, understanding, those are all feminine verbs, period. So the male, the boy and the girl don't see the big differences between them yet. The hands on your arms is feminine gender. The legs on your body, your torso is feminine. The feet, feminine. The spirit in your body is feminine gender. That don't make you gay. It don't make you funny and bisexual. No,
no.
It's the order of how things were set up. And you keep the balance by learning balanced things. 6 years, up into 6 years, he learns from his mama. And 6 years after that, to age 12, he learns from his father. Now it's time to graduate. Bar mitzvah time, and for the girl, bat mitzvah time.
You know, let me interject this. Isn't it ironic that we're the only race of people, so-called African-American, that do not have a rite of passage for our young men and young women going through their age changes and know what it means? Because prior to that, you got to learn so much knowledge about your history, your culture, and your people before you make that next move. That's why we have having a breakdown in our culture, because we do not understand our rites of passage. We don't have not one established. We got a lot of things we put on, we call it, but rites of passage is to know your language, to know your culture, to know your people and your history. These things, and you must know your language because the fact of, and your origin, because that's a key thing that a young man must know when he's starting to read from the Torah during his bar mitzvah. When he's making that move, first thing he has to know, young lady as well. Now, some places they still do because they had to learn about what the woman's job was, what she was, how she do this. But now we're so programmed for academics that we've gotten away from that. And this also comes through what is in your blood, understanding your purpose and destiny according to your epitaph, bloodline, or your path of life. Ephah teaches that from the Odus, the 256 Odus that's written in the original text, that all religions and spirituality come from the science of Ephah. It's the oldest known to mankind, older than the I Ching, the chains and all of that. But a lot of folks will call it voodoo and voodoo. That is a misnomer. That's Hollywood. The real deal, not to know about that particular order. Brother Drew, you got something?
Right.
Yeah, we got a caller standing by. Let's see. Going to the phone call lines, 817-825-0.
Yes, I'm on. This is Red Bull, and I'm calling in because y'all are hitting on some topics that I want to ask a question about. What I have heard is those people that took the Kool-Aid shot, you know what I'm talking about? On the back of if you look on the back of their hand, it's supposed to, now I haven't seen it. They're supposed to have some type of indication that the shot has been taken. And what I have noticed here lately is the telephone lights, I mean the street lights, purple street lights all over. I've been going back and forth to Houston and Oklahoma, and I've been seeing purple street lights. I looked it up, what the purple street light. The next day that the purple street light came because somewhere or another, the people that make the light, they had a defective, what they call those, they had defective parts, and it's causing those street lights to be purple. Now, I'm very curious about that because I'm seeing it everywhere. The indication on the back of somebody's hand can be shown from the black light or the purple light. That's what I'm hearing about that. I want to know with the blood mixture that has happened along the way, do you all think that Kool-Aid shot is to enhance or dilute some of the blood, you understand, some of the blood of the people so that the weak will fall and the strong will stay? That's one thing. Another thing you was all speaking about is, that's one question. Another thing you all was speaking about, the bar mitzvah and the bar mitzvah, however you pronounce the two different ones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, earlier this week, I was talking to my twin, and I told him that my mind's been wondering what was the reason that they had to leave Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, I am a word connoisseur, so what I come up with was sodomy. We all know sodomy is having sex through the rectum. Okay?
Right.
Then my mind was asking me, what is Gomorrah? So me being a word connoisseur, I always say, if you want to know definition of the word, the best thing to do is to slow the word down, and it's going to tell you what it is or who it is. I slowed it down, and I came up with the word glamour. G-L-A-M-O-R. Okay.
Right.
A-R. Sodom and Gomorrah, or sodomy and glamour. With the glamour, what happened in that city was the men started to become more glamorous than the women, and it caused an imbalance of the masculine and feminine energy. Therefore, they had to dissipate the whole city, and this is metaphorically speaking, we all know this, they had to dissipate the whole city to get back to the level or the balance of masculine and feminine energy. And we're talking about the bar mitzvah. You follow where I'm coming from?
Yeah,
right.
So, right now. We're at the situation right now.
Let me add a couple of nickels to what he just said about this last thing, because the first thing can be addressed, but it's got to take you back in memory. Don't know how old you are, brother, but the second point is this. The Latin word amori comes from out of the original word Gomorrah. So when you put the two words together, Sodom, way, Gomorrah, it's actually pronounced in Hebrew, amora, when you're looking at it. So they were amorous towards a certain kind of lifestyle. So this is the second point, brother, to your first point you made, which is an excellent point. All of that was going on at the same time. The first thing, now your first question you asked, let me just give you a little reminder, because I'm only reminding you. Back in the 60s and especially the 70s, you used to be able to buy the black light. The black light worked with helping you to heal at night, the black light. And we used to have, as kids, we used to have fun with these black lights. Now, what they're doing with this same light now, that a person who's taking the, I call it the unlabeled Kool-Aid now, injectable form of the unlabeled Kool-Aid, that they have shown this on YouTube. They used these special lights, and it was able to show in the person's veins that it reacted to the light, which they could see clearly you had the Kool-Aid.
Thank you.
So thinning the blood down is not, if that's not an option. You can't thin the blood down because then the person would not be able to live.
Okay.
So what they're doing is combining what they've got with the blood you have, trying not to hinder the process of you making blood. The day you stop making blood, you're out of here. And the life is in the blood. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Got some noise in the background.
I thought he was trying to say something. Okay, so is the brother still online? Because I know there were two good questions.
I've got a question for the group. Brother Mahan and Brother DeWar.
Yeah.
When the last time y'all saw chemtrails in the air?
We still see them.
When the last time you seen chemtrails in the air?
A few days ago. I looked up.
You sure
and
you
it was
saw
all chemtrail patterns. I did, and right here in Dallas, I came out. It must have been Wednesday or Thursday.
Every day, Wednesday or Thursday.
Are we sure those are chemtrails?
They may not be. I don't know.
You see a stream of smoke or a vapor does not make that be the same thing we were watching 10 years ago.
Right. See, it don't have to be chemtrails no more. It can be something else.
Something else is spreading now. Because you know how this thing is mutating and airborne.
It's funny because everybody that I know has got allergies. The allergies has done flared up, and it shouldn't be flared up. Allergies shouldn't flare up until the springtime when the ragweed is bad.
That's right, but now, come on. So what are they doing now to make this?
I was born with asthma. I know when I have asthma. I had an asthma attack 2 weeks ago. I ain't got no damn business having an asthma attack.
And ragweed come out, my head go crazy. But what is it?
I checked the cedar. And the cedar is very higher than it normally is, but the cedar is an original plant of the Western Hemisphere.
Yes, it is.
I'm an original person of the cedar. Don't pose a bother me. Great-great-grandpa.
No, I've eaten salmon, smoked on cedar wood. I burned cedar incense.
And see. So it's a mess they put in there. Everybody's sick, Cole.
That's right.
Here it is, freezing like a sumbitch out here right now. Hot as hell, yes. Freezing right now. And tomorrow it'll be goddamn hot. With what that shit they putting in the air, how it's going to work on you?
Mm-hmm.
Your ass going to have a high immune system. Shit.
Some of the stuff that they spray, or as it was said a few years ago, just to add 2 cents to it, was that many of the things that they were spraying above was a special metal in a way that would allow you to show up on actual radar. No matter what time of the day, you got your camouflage down pat, you this, that, and the other. Guess what? You've been sprayed with this stuff? Yeah, you can take all that camouflage off because no matter what you do, they're going to see you. They know where you are. You're going to show up on an actual radar and don't even know that. And other things they're putting in your system, they have other types of sensors that can detect the natural amount of ammonia that your body produces. Our body do produce ammonia. I want to say ammonia salt. So they can detect you with certain types of instruments. They've already got some advanced stuff. They got some stuff you can't even pronounce, Co. You don't even know the names for half this stuff they got out here now.
Hey, brothers, I guess I add a little piece to it, to the discussion, Brother Drew. That was a very good observation from Red Bull about the purple light, and I have noticed that also. I've noticed that also. So something, you know, as we were doing the discussion, something I saw. So it'll be a way for them through these lights to identify who their enemies are, because their enemies are the ones who are rejected the Kool-Aid, as we say.
Right.
So
right. And also those lights, Brother Drew, can give you seizures.
Right. Now, so check this out also. Something else that the y'all showed me was that just like any alien movie, the alien is always trying to find a way inside your body. So now they putting the alien inside your body to attach to your DNA. So now when you birth another person, guess who you birthing back?
Rebirthing them.
Right. They hired in our bodies.
And showed you that in too many movies.
Yeah, that's how the whole
And not only that, Brother Drew,
in
the Apocrypha, it said, menstruous women shall beget monsters. The word monster is not an English word first.
Right
it means from among your enemies.
As we speak right now, let's look at something. As we speak right now, this Black African American, that's a hip hop, that's a bitch, that's a dog, that's a fool. What kind of child is coming up out of them right now? They having babies right now as we speak. It's a baby coming out of there. How that baby is in 3 years? See, because that's what we're going to have to do next week. We're going to have to trace how growth is from the first 3 years of your life. How what you see and what you hear, especially right now, what you see and what you hear, is producing a race of people that is Sodom and Gomorrah, as you want to say. It's the men think they women and the women think they goddamn men. They want to pick it up. They want to be just like a man. They want to do just like a man. Something is abnormal here because we didn't come from that goddamn way of life.
And here's what I want to say, Brother Dwyer, because you started off this whole hour on a very good point. I saw a YouTube video where a woman in a hospital, black woman in a hospital, the baby was 9 hours old. She was holding the baby in her arm. The baby looked older than 9 hours old, and that baby held his head up without no problem. The shape of the head and the whole bit, I said, oh, shit, this looks like an alien kid. But he held it. He was able to hold his head up, looking straight at the person who was using the phone to, like, freaking record it. And she says, after 9 hours old, this baby's holding his head up.
You wait to see some of these babies to come out. Because
they have been genetically modified in such a way that now it is the other creatures.
We showed you what this mustache could do. You can keep this baby going on. You can bloodline him right on and get the blood of the serpent people into you, which is the Martians. Hell, we sent a goddamn colony up on to Martians, to Mars in 1950. We got history on that. Eisenhower signed a peace treaty with them. Why you think we need space troops? Got too much damn history. Some people know this history, but ain't a damn thing we can do about it. But we can tell you about it.
But quite a few things has got some of us hopping mad that it has come to this. It's like the question asked is, how did it all come to this, and why? What purpose? And where are we going with it?
Give us the credo, Cole.
Oh yes.
I was so calmly up on the throne in the temple of my own body between the two gate pillars of positive and negative vibration, bouncing them to the point where I can radiate through my temple of light to all whom I contact, the one for peace, force, power, wisdom, love, and harmony of our ancestors. Our ancestors are the anthropic permutation of the entire cosmos. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe-o.